Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
First, let's chat for a couple of minutes with Norman Leahy, who is the Virginia columnist for the Washington Post. How are you, Norman?
I'm fine. Gosh, John, you go away for a while and look what happens.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a tough spot to wake up to this morning. Now, how widespread from the reporting of the Post was the violence? It sounds like Richmond was a hotbed for this. And where, Manassas? You were emailing me saying Manassas?
Well, yeah, there was, over the weekend, there was confrontations in Manassas. It actually involved a delegate, Lee Carter, getting a mace, tear gas, making a big deal about it. The Republican Party of Virginia calling for him to resign immediately.
Now, this is the guy who is an avowed democratic socialist, communist sympathizer. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't have any problem with saying that.
Yeah. That this is in his wheelhouse. So he's doing what comes naturally. And apparently overnight, this past night, there was some trouble in Lynchburg, some arrests down there, some damage going on in the city. But of course, in D.C., there was a lot that went down. There was a fire in the basement at St. John's Church in Lafayette Square, more looting in the neighborhoods in and around the White House, many more arrests, people becoming familiar with pepper bullets, not just pepper spray, but the bullets being fired, more reporters being caught in between police and protesters. It happened again in Richmond last night. It's happened across the country. There was violence. I think there was an actual death overnight in Louisville, for example. And if you were, I told Adam this, that if you happen to be watching TV yesterday afternoon in Santa Monica, California, the looters were active in broad daylight while the helicopters were filming them from above. So it was very surreal and so L.A. that, let's go in and loot the Vans store and get it all on the helicopters. It's just amazing. So not to make light of it, but, this, I think there are legitimate, entirely legitimate reasons for people to be outraged at what happened to George Floyd. But rioting takes us to a whole new level. And as the Richmond police chief said yesterday in his press conference, he says that they have intelligence, they're following up on it, that most of these people, if not all, who are causing the damage are from out of state. They belong to various organizations, loose organizations, and they're going to be aggressively following up those leads to track those people down and bring them to justice. So there's a lot of wheels moving here.
Do we have any information yet about who was arrested? I mean, I see this kind of generic number, about two dozen people arrested in Richmond last night, and I'm wondering whether there's a curfew arrests, and we can try to get some details about that. And I mean, honestly, Friday night, I wouldn't have been caught off guard by this, because I've been waiting for something like this to happen for the last couple of years. And as soon as this started in Minneapolis, it just doesn't surprise me that certain groups, some of which I'm familiar, some of which I think I've actually sat in rooms with the people who helped plan this stuff. Unfortunately, I could see it happening in Richmond. Was anybody arrested on Saturday night? I mean, I'm watching live Facebook streams of people climbing onto the monuments here in Richmond, trying to pull them down, destroying fences, setting buildings on fire. I mean, at what point does everybody realize, oh, this is no longer just a normal kumbaya march down the street and make your voices heard kind of a moment here.
Yeah, well, I think the cutoff is once darkness falls, the protests turn from peaceful to violent. And that's mm-hmm. been a fairly predictable pattern across the country. Now, last night's events were almost all curfew violation arrests. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure of the mixture of people involved in that. Mm-hmm. But each night, policing has stepped up. You know, the governor has declared a state of emergency. He has made the National Guard available. The curfew is in effect in Richmond. It runs through Wednesday. You know, it's interesting. Richmond only last week came out of its COVID-19 lockdown, very slowly reopening things. Mm-hmm. And right now there's a curfew in place, enforced by law, arguably far more stricter and more strictly enforced than anything that happened during the virus. So, and that's another thing. If people were out there rubbing shoulders with others, they should follow the Atlanta mayor's advice and get tested. You may have picked up a bug along the way.
Yeah. Well, at 9:05, Norman, we're going to talk to Michelle Williams, who's the owner of the Richmond Restaurant Group. I mean, I will be interested in her perspective on things just when you thought maybe some of these important businesses, I mean, we talk about restaurants and it almost seems frivolous, but to the people who've invested in it and who work there, it's not. I'm curious as to what she's thinking this morning. So that's coming up. Norman Leahy, the Virginia columnist for The Washington Post, I appreciate you coming on, as always, this morning. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.